New scents, new touches. Am I ready for the rushes I love? So far, so weary. I'm tired of my theories.
That's Isabel and the Uncommons with New Love from their 2014 album, Hearts and Arrows, a fabulous album, one of my favorites of last year. Isabel Fishberg is our guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. It's now Sunday. We've been having a fabulous weekend of music, camaraderie. What can I tell you? It's been absolutely fabulous. It's my great pleasure to talk to Isabel today. She's got lots of exciting new things going on. But before we get to the new Isabel, what I'd like to do is to talk about the Hearts and Arrows album, because that was an album that was very well received. I wanted to just to give you a chance just to talk about it from your perspective.
Okay, thank you, Jan, and thank you for having me here. It was a wonderful process. I started it after a breakup. And that sounds like, you know, wow, that's, you know, a common experience for a lot of songwriters. But I was in a band before that was, you know, we're a good band, the Sisters of Shaneville. And we toured and did good work, six of us, and we lasted 6 years. And then after Poland, we broke up. The gals in the project just wanted to, you know, focus on their individual projects. And so when I had a breakup, I decided that I would put a lot of energy in and take the plunge and dig into my own work. And I wrote Something Sacred, and that was a piece that just kind of literally broke me open and gave me the courage to go back to old songs that I've written and approach them in a new way. I have some fabulous people that I was working with in the project, Steve Briggs, who is also my guitar teacher. You know, we took these tunes and we did some arrangements, and I approached Don Kerr, who has been great, just absolutely a lovely producer, lovely man, very talented, who knows how to work with artists. He just gives the space. And I had so much fun working on this project, which is pretty personal, but we were approaching it in so many creative ways, able to serve the songs. And really, it was like my first own project, but I felt ready to do it. And I'm a late bloomer. I start a lot of things later in life. I'm a visual artist first, and then I went into occupational therapy, and I picked up the fiddle. I wanted an instrument, and that was in my 30s. I've been writing songs for over 15 years, but the guitar has been something that I was drawn to because it's the instrument that you could write songs with, and a lot of my close relationships were men who played guitars. And so I decided 8 years ago, rather than going to GA Anonymous, I would pick up the guitar and really learn it. And that's when I started working with Steve.
So tell us about the song "New Love." Was that one of the songs?
That was one of my early songs, actually, yeah. that I wrote. Like, gosh, probably over 15 years ago, and it was the song that kind of gave me other songs, but melodies and words would just come to me while walking, and then I'd take a tape recorder and I'd record the melodies, not even knowing how to play the chords. And I'd go to friends and say, how would I sing this? And then, you know, slowly I'd pick up chords from friends, and I had a guitar, but wasn't really owning the guitar, having a good relationship with it until 8 years ago when I decided, okay, I'm going to just take lessons and do it.
You know, there's a great feel on that Uncommons album. I really love the sound that you have. It's kind of like the good time thing. And I always kind of wonder, Steve Briggs, whenever I hear him play or look at the different bands that he's been involved with, you know, whether he's playing with Russell Dacall or whether he's playing with the Bebop Cowboys, he really seems to be able to make the music swing.
And he's very gifted.
I kind of wonder if how much his influence, again, you mentioned with Don Kerr giving you the space to really let these songs move and grow. I mentioned at the beginning, the album has been very well received.
You're right, Jen. We had the space to serve the songs. It wasn't like this is going to be just one kind of, you know, it's going to be a swing album or it's going to be a rock or a folk. It was, what does a song need? And we served the song to give it the soul, the spirit that it needed. And, you know, I have one track that's very swingy, which is I'd Give Away All My Love Songs to Have You Back Today. And you could hear Steve's influence. But then there's stuff like the first track, which is One Heart Beating. And I wrote that. And later, while in the, you know, the recording process, I heard one of Harry Nilsson's songs, One is the Loneliest Number. And I thought, oh, I said to Don, let's use that feel for the beginning, like boom, boom. Bum, bum, which Harry Nilsson was inspired by the sound of the telephone, you know, that busy signal. And I said, let's try to mimic that with the keys of the piano.
You know, the thing I love about interviewing creative people is the way that their lives move along through projects. I find that very exciting because my background actually is more in science. You know, I'm also a little bit of a late bloomer as far as doing this is concerned. Wow. But I love to hear about, you know, the way things progress. And it actually, I get excited when people say, well, you know, I picked up the guitar in my 30s and decided that I was going to move in this direction, explore these projects, you know, like the Uncommons, which is really exciting. Now, I know you're working on a new project that sounds really, really exciting because it's a way of shining a light into some serious issues that I don't really think get enough exposure in the world we live in. I think there's It's an area of life that people prefer not to think about, even though it affects a great deal of people. Let's talk about that new project.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm an occupational therapist, and I work in mental health. And 8 years ago, I founded a program through St. Michael's Hospital called the Creative Work Studio. And it's a program, it's a space for adults with serious and persistent mental health and addiction challenges. And while programs were being cut, I saw the need to develop a space and a place where people could grow and develop their talents. And because I'm a visual artist first, I thought, wow, it would be great to have a place, a real studio where people could come and develop community and paint and find their talents. And finally, in 2007, we partnered with an organization called The Good Shepherd, and we have a beautiful studio space in South Riverdale in Toronto. And above, there's 24 units of supportive housing. And once we were settled in that space, we started expanding our programming. And in 2006, 2007, I started a songwriting project with them. And we have a lovely volunteer. She used to be called the Poetry Lady, but she's a high school English teacher, and she'd come after school and volunteer for the songwriting group. And we've been writing like over 40 songs. And I have, you know, people come and go in the program, but then there's some who've stayed longer. And I felt that when people were ready, that it was time for us to get a grant and record these songs. And we've done some amazing things in that program. We made a documentary film called What's Art Got to Do with It, which got aired on CBC and now is used as a knowledge translation vehicle for schools and universities to learn about art and mental health. And it's also a great stigma reduction kind of film piece. And I feel these songs are the same. They speak. And these are people, I mean, every Wednesday we get together. You have to kind of picture it where, you know, there's seven or eight people, and some people have never sang before. Some people, you know, let alone writing a song. And there's one fellow who plays guitar quite well. And but he's never had the opportunity to record in this kind of a way. And so this project, we're called the Social Mystics, which is a name that they came up with. And, you know, we have so much fun sitting around writing songs. And the song is based on whatever is happening at that moment, and it's very organic. And so, you know, let's say someone is feeling a little blue, and then we'd kind of just jam on that idea of being blue. And the poetry lady, Lorraine, she would get a flip chart and start writing these ideas, and we'd pull them together. And so from the idea of blue, we wrote Every Shade of Blue, which is a beautiful song. But these songs are, they're so much fun, from Every Shade of Blue to our very first one, which is Coming Out of Darkness. And it expresses the feeling of, you know, what it's like to be living with a mental health challenge and discovering your talent.
Can we play one of those songs just now?
Sure.
What would you like us to play?
Oh, there's so many. Coming Out of Darkness, I think.
Okay. This is the Social Mystic Project with Coming Out of Darkness, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
So great.
shading, moving through the colors. Ideas fly like wings around the room. Happy to be part of something. Painting through the
The Social Mystic Project with Coming Out of Darkness, a wonderful new project by Isabel Frischberg. She's our guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference chatting about her music and this fabulous project that really shines a light on the issue of mental health, which is a huge issue. You know, I don't think sometimes, because of this idea of normality that is projected onto life, that people realize there's a great many people that at different times struggle with mental health disorders, isn't there?
Oh, it's a huge issue. That's why there's so many, there are suicides more and more that you're hearing, and you hear it in the schools, young kids, and so many young kids they're finding are becoming more anxious these days. There's so many stressors, and yet mental health, mental illness is still a taboo in society. More and more people are starting to realize have to do something about it. I mean, Bell Let's Talk. We received a Bell Let's Talk grant a couple years ago to complete our film, What's Art Got to Do with It? But they're doing a huge job right now in reducing the stigma and supporting projects that will create accessibility, research, education, and even in institutions like for employers and employment to do something about mental health.
So tell us about the people that helped with the project. You mentioned that these are songs that are created from the experiences of people who join your group to learn to write songs, write poetry, and then eventually bring it together as music, right?
Right.
Who else is involved in the project from the point of view of the album itself?
Well, firstly, it's an Ontario Arts Council grant, which I'm thrilled to have. And this is what has helped us get it off the ground. And I chose Don Kerr because he's been so great to collaborate with. And I knew the members of Creative Work Studio would have a fun time working with him. And he has a great kind of way of working with people as well. You know, he came to our studio and helped us work on the pre-production. You know, so we'd be shaping the tunes together and all the creative ideas the group would work on. And then when we felt we were ready, we'd go into the studio. So Don Kerr and then another friend of mine, Asher Edinger, who plays the piano, wanted to volunteer. This was kind of a synchronicity. He said, Isabel, I'd love to volunteer for your program. I'm really interested in music and therapy. And, you know, I love the work that you're doing. Can I sit in on your songwriting and music program? And I said, Asher, how about first helping us with our album? And he's been such a great help. I mean, the piano stuff that the tracks are great. I also brought in a bass player from the Slocan Ramblers, which is Alistair Whitehead, and he was awesome. And I'm playing guitar on it. And then I brought in Rebecca Campbell, who sings wonderful harmony. And I thought, okay, it's hard for me to sing, play guitar, and conduct. I did that for one of the songs. But then Rebecca came in and she started helping us shape and get the singing together. You know, because it's not easy bringing 8 people. And then I have 2 volunteers. I also have Jody Page, who is our ukulele teacher and comes in from time to time. But she's been sitting in on this songwriting, and she's part of the Social Mystics too. And so, you know, to have volunteers, musicians, members of the studio record an album has taken a lot of creativity and patience and openness. And there was one member who came in who could barely take the subway. I mean, she was that fragile. And for her to actually sit in a recording process was huge. And her voice was out of tune and bringing the other voices down. But we worked with that so that we could actually be inclusive and work with everybody's sound and find a way to make it artful and make it a good process. And that was the gift and challenge of the project.
It sounds like it's a fantastic project. The songs that we're playing from it today, and we're going to play another one in a few moments, they're at the demo version.
Yes.
Do you know when you hope to have the project completed?
My dream, and I think we could do it, is going to come out in March, and I hope to have the release at the Transat Club in Toronto. And it's going to be great because we'll be having the members from the Social Mystic Project, we'll have the musicians, and we'll also have art that we made in the studio at the performance, and we'll be selling some of the stuff that we make. So it'll be a very diverse multimedia kind of release.
It sounds fantastic. I've got to admit, we talked before about the fact that there is a huge stigma around the issue of mental health disorders. And you mentioned, again, you know, like the increase in the level of anxiety within our society, you know, people, you know, struggling with serious problems. It's funny enough, because earlier this weekend, I interviewed someone talking about the whole issue of teen suicide and how serious that has become.
It's incredible.
And I think it's a lot of because we're sold this version of life that is going to be perfect and, you know, we're all going to have the American dream. And we know that reality is nothing like that, that there is a lot of struggle to discover yourself. And I love the idea that you're doing this much needed project to try and show that it's not uncommon for people to have mental disorders. And all of these people can lead functional, rewarding lives.
Absolutely.
and really, you know, develop their own creativity, which, you know, there's quite a link between being incredibly creative and also maybe struggling with some, you know, mental health challenges, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, we know there's been tons of great visual artists, great musicians who struggled with mental health issues. But I think it's the arts that give people voice, and that the arts doesn't have the same kind of stigma that other places and things in society does. You can't afford to be different or say what you want, paint what you want, sing what you want, whereas there's not many opportunities.
Let's play another track from the new album. What are we going to play?
See, that's the hard choice. There are
so many
good songs. We have one that's like the Ramones called I Am in the DSM. You know, and the two lines are, I love myself and I have no money. I am in the DSM. And the DSM is a diagnostic manual for people who don't know. And this is kind of like a cheeky, fun, rebellious song. And it's cute. But then there's another song that's so gorgeous. It's called Chill in the Air, and it has a beautiful kind of melody, and it was written last year. You know, it was one of the coldest, awful winters, and this beautiful song came. And then there's a song called Those Were the Days of Magic, and that's remembering the first love. So I'm having trouble deciding.
Well, I'm going to let you pick.
Okay. So how about Chill in the Air, because it's such a beautiful song.
This is the Social Mystic Project with Chill in the Air, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
There's a chill in the air today. Winter won't go.
That's the Social Mystic Project with Chill in the Air from the new album, and you'll have to remind me of the title, Isabel.
Okay, it's called Coming Out of Darkness.
Isabel Frischberg is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're talking about this fabulous project that shines the light on mental health disorders. Really wonderful. I want to steer the conversation a little bit back to your other work and then just remind people about the Uncommons. You have, I presume, a website that
yes, I do.
That covers your visual art and also your performance art?
Yes. So for my group, Isabel and the Uncommons, if you go to isabel-music.com, you could find out more about my work and that band and where we're playing next, as well as on Facebook, Isabel Frisberg Music. I also play in a duo with Tony Corrington and with the full band. We play in various places in Toronto and festivals. So
check out the website. It's probably the best way to get more information. I'd like to play another track from The Uncommons to finish. What do you think we should play?
How about Something Sacred? Because that's a real special song that kind of launched this project.
This is Isabel and The Uncommons with Something Sacred from the album Hearts and Arrows. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Thank you so much, Jan. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. something sacred has been lost. Something tender has its cost. Try to sever what is real. I have cried, opened up my heart to you. You just do what you do. Selfish good and selfish bad. Wear it like it's just a fad. What was once tried and true. Spit it out and grab the new. Loneliness is your curse. Seeking sweetness is your nurse. Never stopping to reflect. Just another train wreck. I thought we'd plan a new start. Sacred has been lost. Something tender has its cost. Get it back if you can. Grow up and be a man. Decompartmentalize. Hide the truth from your eyes. Celebrate all your lies. Pretend you are wise. Something sacred has been lost. Something tender has its